always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yo, what's up? This is the Warrior, Don Christian.
And your girl, Miss Cole.
And your girl, Miss Cole, man. Miss Cole, we excited to have you on, man. How you been this week?
Good.
I know it's been up and down, you know what I'm saying, the weather. What do you feel about the Seattle weather right now?
I don't like it.
Man, it's like, but this is your favorite time of the season, though, right?
You know, if there was sun mixed in there, yes. I do like fall, though. I do like fall because of the leaves.
Yeah.
Changing the warm colors, because I am an earth tone.
Yeah, you know, I've been teaching my daughter it's fall, so she tells everybody, she goes to my dad, and she's like, man, it's Papa, it's fall.
Aww.
So she's telling everybody, it's fall. We go outside, she see leaves on the ground, it's fall. So I was like, yeah, you know, this is Mrs. Cole's favorite season, so she'll probably say that to you sooner or later.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But man, we're going to get it in with Holy Culture. And the reason why I love to get an interview like this is because these are some of the pioneers of Christian hip hop radio, of Christian hip hop websites, man, and they always got good ideas, man. They keeping everything going. They've been strong doing it for a minute, man. I would say that I probably first saw them doing what they were doing since 1999. So they was partying like it's 1999, right, Miss Cole?
Prince.
You know what I'm saying? I never heard that song though. I just hear a lot of people say that.
Oh, okay.
So that was Prince that made that song?
Yes.
Okay. See, you know, you see, all I listen to is Christian music, mainly hip-hop, but I do get in some praise and worship like Miss Cole, you know what I'm saying? She's a praise dancer. When's the next praise dance coming
goodness.
Up, Miss Cole?
Really?
Yeah, for real. What's the next one coming up?
I'm supposed to dance at the end of this month.
Okay. So y'all definitely stay tuned. I'm gonna put that on Facebook and everything.
No,
y'all.
We
gonna,
I don't need
hey,
you to
we
do
need
that.
Everybody to come out.
No,
support our sister. You know what I'm saying?
I don't need you to do that.
But no,
I appreciate it.
Yeah. No. Well, they're gonna come anyway. But anyway, we talking about Holy Culture, man. And what's the topic of the day? What is the topic of the day, Miss Cole?
Bad company.
Bad company. What is bad company? How can we make sure we are not being infiltrated by bad company? But how can we not be infiltrated by that?
I wasn't gonna say anything.
Well, you know what I'm saying? And another thing she said was bad apples, right?
You didn't want me to say that.
That's all good. I just said it myself. But look, this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna go to this first track, V Rose, Not So Average, on Yada the King Radio. Let's get it.
Perfect, everything, so magazine. I mean, I'm stuck in a world where I can't just be me. So what if my nail polish always chips? So what if I prefer to wear my kicks? You know, models aren't really models when they're not modeling. Why don't you tell me something? 'Cause what I'm really wondering is how long do you expect to be following? You say, we gon' do it God's way, ay.
pray. No wonder why I'm feeling down.
So my flesh is in the lead, and my spirit is weakening. Distracted by all these things, and good they seem, but still I need you. Grabbing hold to what's left of you, and your word is what's pulling me through. I'm fighting this war I'm in, I'm trying to win, and Lord, I want you.
Presents Mark Arthur's debut album, The Obligation, featuring Jay, Michelle Bonilla, JR, Shylin, and more. Available now on iTunes, Amazon, Rhapsody, Bus Shop, and Holy Coach. Check out Mark Arthur's new music video, Away From Here, directed by Josh Wan and shot by Essa. Mark Arthur's The Obligation. Mark Arthur knows his obligation. Do you? Visit MarkArthurOnline.com.
Genuine Life Records present Servant, The Fight of Faith,
featuring
Cambino,
Willie Will,
Oracle,
Chaser,
and Fulfiller.
Check out the single,
The Bar Is Set.
I resurrected after my death, kid. Now I live life from Christ's perspective. I live life even after death hits and allow Christ
to life totally cool. Available at iTunes,
Amazon,
eMusic, Zoom,
and genuinelife.com.
Servant, The Fight of Faith.
This album will fuel you
to go beyond those who have given up
in this fight.
Prepare for the fight of faith.
Mr. Johnson, there's an angel here to see you.
An angel?
Wings, halo, glowing. It's really cool.
Send him in.
Hi, I'm the Angel Floyd.
Okay, can I help you?
Yeah, I just need to finish this checklist.
All right.
Let's see. You do have identification on you, right?
Sure.
Oh, good. No need for dental records. Does your wife know where you keep the checkbook?
No, I take care of the bills.
Okay. Is the number of your life insurance company known to your family?
I don't even know the number. What is this about?
Just one more question. Have you considered where you will spend eternity?
Not really.
Oh, you may want to do that. And may I suggest you call your wife and let her know where you keep the checkbook?
I'll tell her when I get home.
It would be better if you could do that in the next 53 minutes.
No man knows his time. If you were to die today, would you be ready to meet God? Another message from Lifeline Productions, located on the web.
We got to get back to love. That song right there is Carmen. Back to Love, man. Love that track. And we got Holy Culture with us and Miss Cole. So Miss Cole, handle that.
So this segment, we're going to get into the testimony. So why don't you tell us a little bit about you and how you came to have the relationship that you have with God now.
Okay. So I was born and raised in a church. My dad was a preacher. His name was, church was Triumph of Church, Kingdom and God of Christ. At the time, you know what I mean, when I was growing up on the bench, cutting up in church and whatnot, I wasn't sure about theology and doctrine and so on and so forth. But, you know, you knew the right thing to do was to go to church. And over the years, he left the church. I was a little confused, to be quite honest, in terms of what I really believed. I had actually, for a minute, gone into the Nation of Islam for a couple of years and kind of rose through those ranks. And then I stopped going to the Nation, right? One day, something just pricked my heart and was like, well, this doesn't feel right. And I didn't know what to do, man. I was kind of one of those dudes like, okay, I think I believe in God, but I'm not going to align with anybody, so to speak. And slowly over time, man, the Lord just kept calling me back. I started going back to church, getting involved. And at the time, I was producing music. I was producing a lot of music. I was doing a lot of secular stuff in the Philadelphia area. I was doing stuff with different people from Steady B's crew. I don't know if you remember some of those names, Cool C, and some of those guys. And something just pricked my heart one day. I was downstairs producing some music, and Fanatic from the Cross Movement came in, man, and we got into this conversation. He was listening to some tracks, and we were going through a discussion. And when he was leaving, man, he said, wow, you really do some nice stuff. It's a shame it's not for the Lord. And I kind of paused and said, well, hold up, dude. You know what I mean? And, you know, at the time, I was still kind of, you know, in my record. So I was like, what you mean? You know what I'm saying? I mean, the tracks are hot. The tracks are hot.
Yeah.
But he's like, no, I'm just saying, though. You know, you said you're saved, but if you're really saved, you know what I'm saying? I'm just wondering, you know, why you would even still, you know, be doing this other stuff on the secular side, man. And when he left, it gave me a lot to think about, man. And yeah. I never forget that next week I called everybody I was doing music for. Was like, you got to wrap up your project. That's it. I'm going to dabble on both sides. I just need to be sold out for the Lord, man. And I've never looked back since then. And I was probably, you know, 19, 20 years old, man. And then from there, you know, just really sitting under some good disciples, you know what I'm saying? Being disciple, having people, you know, spend time with me and go through the scripture. And then I was just always active, dude. So I just started getting more active in the church, being involved in youth ministries and outreach. And then wasn't far after that, you know, after a couple of years had gone by, you know, I kept producing and whatnot. And then, you know, I started rapping again. So I did a couple projects. One project was called Project Omega. It was an EP. I did that. And then I did Journey Into the Life. So I rapped under the name Omega. I did a couple projects.
Okay.
And then in the Philadelphia area, man, spent a lot of time with Verida, Judah Priest, and Cross Movement, and R. Swift, and people like that. Who at that time, it was a lot of weekends on the road, Carries of the Cross, you name it, man. And, you know, just being with brothers and fellowshipping and coming up. And then I guess it was probably 5-6 years ago, Vic Padilla, we were doing Holy Culture Radio. So we started Core Link Radio on the AM back in, I think it was probably about 2000 or so. And just in the Philadelphia tri-state area, there was no Christian hip-hop on the radio, like, whatsoever. I mean, like, nothing. And so we just went, my man O'Diggity and I, my brother-in-law, we went and bought some time on the AM station, man. Every Friday night, we bought, like, 2-3 hours and just go do that. And we found that it was just so helpful to people in the area. You know what I mean? People were calling to the station, like, wow, I've never heard this. we go out, sometimes we go over to the mall before the show starts and give out free CDs and whatnot, telling people about it. And even though it's AM, and we all know that, you know, AM is not conducive to rap music because it can't carry the low frequencies and whatnot, people still were enlightened by it. You know what I mean? And we did that for 5 or 6 years, man. And then Vic called me and said, yo, you know, how can I get you on Holy Culture Radio? We started making podcasts and doing both. And then Vic and I really formed a good relationship, and I joined as an owner of Holy Culture probably about, I'm thinking it was about 06 or 07. And then, you know, he and I were partners for a minute, and then he decided he needed to make a change several years ago. And he moved on, and Anonymous, who owned IllSpot.net, he and I hooked up doing that whole thing, and we formed, you know, we merged the two, man, and that's kind of how we got where we are today in terms of the ownership of Holy Culture. But that, you know, blend it all together, because I always feel like when you talk about your testimony, there's no accidents, there's no coincidences, you know what I mean? And everything you are today is a culmination of everything that's happened historically with you, you know what I mean? And so I've seen the Lord's imprint over my life. It's funny, I was telling somebody this the other day. I said, a lot of times we get into debating with people about the Lord and His presence and whether He's there. And I said, you know what? All I got to do is look at my life, dude. There's no debating certain things, certain situations and where I'm at.
Yeah.
That is stance that the Lord has been in my life from day one.
And that's good stuff, man. I mean, you kind of went from being an MC, doing your stuff for the world, and pretty much took a 180, man, turned it around, and now you're doing everything all that you can for the kingdom, man. What? Let me ask you this though, man. I know with Fanatic telling you that, was there any like anything inside of you that was upset when he came to you and was like, man, dude, hey, you need to turn that around. Like, I'm not even feeling that. Or,
oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, when he said it, man, you know, it was a it was a rise in my spirit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it wasn't spiritual. You know, it was kind of like, what do you mean? Because at that time, it was like, yo, that's like this to me. What are you saying? And I think on two levels. One, it was like, you know, if you appreciate the music, you appreciate the music. But on the other side, it was like, he was calling me out on my faith and where my faith was, you know what I mean? And you know how we are as men, we don't want to be called out like that. But man, I was so glad he did it. And what was really dope about it is that he did it and left. So he didn't make a confrontation. You know what I'm saying? Like, he did it. And then I don't know if you know Fanatic, but he's a very thoughtful dude, man. And he did, and you know, we still, he's one of my best friends to this day, man. He did it and rolled out. But then what was so dope about it is, and he was good friends with my brother-in-law, where I had my studio in their basement. So he would come through from time to time to see them. So he stops down probably about 2 weeks later, but he brings the whole Cross movement with him. So he brought Deuce, and at that time, Cruz Cordero, and Juan, and everybody, and they came down. And I had told Fanatic, I said, yo, man, you know what? I'm not doing any more secular stuff, man. You got me there. And Deuce said, y'all want to ask you something, Trick. I want you to confess before men why you made the decision you made. Because,
wow,
dude, there wasn't a dry eye in the room. Wasn't a dry eye in the room, man. I was just crying.
Yeah.
Because it just, you know what I mean? It was that meaningful and that level of conviction to move from one thing to the other. And, you know, producing secular music back then was profitable, bro.
Right.
So, you know, it wasn't just the, you know what I mean, just stop doing it. There was a monetary consequence to stop doing it, but it was that level of conviction, nevertheless, man, that moved me from it.
Wow, man. Hey, y'all hearing the testimony from Trigg, co-owner of Holy Culture right now, man, getting it in with us, man. And what we're going to do, we're going to go to this track right here from his work. The song is called Back to Tape on Yada the King Radio, and we'll be right back with Trigg, y'all. Don't go nowhere.
Let's go.
Yo, Jay, you ready? Let's go in.
Let's get him.
Yo, bragging about myself, that's what secular rap's for. Every single rhyme is to point you to that cross.
Oh.
And all of the music reflects all of the truths of the text, giving you truth so you know about that Lord who died so you wouldn't be that lost. Or you got bread, your sin debt. Do you know how much that costs?
Yes.
More than you could ever generate. But God so loved the world that He sent His only begotten to set it straight.
What?
But you intend to hate by your lifestyles, quite wild till the sky
go
cracks
in
and He regulates. We try and set the record straight. See what God says He does. Trust me, homie, that train's never late. To hip-hop, maintain it, we try and polish it.
Oh,
but in order to rebuild, gotta demolish it. So when the beat's done, don't say that we got it in. Unless everything we gave you and what you got wasn't got for Him.
Straight represent.
Jesus Christ, y'all. Going hard in the paint. Hey, yo, Jay Runner. Hit that next verse. Gotta hit him hard. About to hit him hard.
Nothing, nothing but a sinner saved. Former slave, disorderly, depraved, but was given grace. I thank the Lord, the Bible's no longer a bitter taste. But all my favorite food deserves some snacks upon a dinner plate. You see, when the gospel penetrates your mind, it incinerates your thinking to realize your life's been a waste. Without Jesus, we were on this track of life, thinking that we're running, but all the while we've been in place. Yeah, we've been in place, been in place. But the Lord has given grace to turn us from our sinning ways. Yeah, you see, he reached in the trash, been looking for a little pathetic sinner named Jasmine. Took the wall I built up against them and smashed it. I had been headed straight for hell with a gas tin. I had been an enemy of God. That's past tense. Now you can call me Jazz, Jay Runner, or has been.
Yeah, you heard it here, folks. You heard it here, folks. We're going in. Christ Jesus all the way. Represent his work. Not about me. It's not about you, it's about him. Yeah, woo!
To me, I'm thirsty just to search for those who's out here hurting. I'm certain that I'll find them because I found them. Scent like a bloodhound, I'm vital like a heart pound. All through the town, people screaming and shouting for the cure. I reassure things don't turn around, man. For the faith, I'm a slave. Let it be known any day. I'm representing Jesus' name. Why you think they call me Rain? Change, I don't think so. Fame ain't for me, bro. Unless, of course, me being known will bring them all to his throne. Otherwise, I'm falling back. Let the Lord precede my steps. So when the devil do attack, he see I'm just a reflex. Made in his image, bruh. Born to be a minister of his word. So superb, I'm making it get in the air. And like an IV in the blood, you find me. And in the dark, I'll be the light, helping all of y'all see. Why you think they call me Rain?
Why you think they call me Rain?
Story is about ministry. The evidence what I'm about. Things don't turn around, man. Things don't turn around,
man.
For the faith, I'm a slave. Why you think they call me Rain? Why you think they call me Rain? Theory is about ministry.
Evidence
what I'm about.
Things don't turn around,
man. Things don't turn around, man. For the faith, I'm a slave. Born to
make
it. Hey, if he needs someone, he's sending me. Patient, but I'm eager. See, I am the one to get it done because he formed me properly. A prodigy. It gotta be the God in me. You gotta see. See, it ain't no stopping me. Xerox can't even copy me. I will not cease unless he says I will rest when I'm dead. Until then, I'm in the skin, but in the skin, I am pretend. It's only what I'm dressed in. My temporary residence. I will reside up in the sky. Your gravity, I will defy. Ain't no lie, I tell the truth. Whether in or out the booth, it's in my roots. So when I sprout the evidence, what I'm about. Serious about ministry, and some of y'all ain't hearing me. Remove the music, hear the word until it make your spirit work. Born to make it rain and never be a weather change. Whether this or weather fame, I'm still spitting Jesus' name. Never swayed with every wind of doctrine, y'all are weather vanes. Still a slave to work that sugar coated like a wedding cake. Why you think they call me Rain? Why you
think they call me Rain?
Serious about ministry, the evidence what I'm about. Things don't turn around, man. Things don't turn around.
That right there is Rain. The song is called Make It Rain, you dig? And that's really what it is, man.
I heard that song.
Doing this thing on Yacht of the King Radio. What'd you say, Miss Cole?
I think I listened to the song.
Yeah, yeah, you. Of course you have, Miss Cole. Anyway, we with Holy Culture. Man, Miss Cole, there's a question that you always like to ask people about their names and stuff like that. You want to ask him about this name?
Oh, yes. What is... Where does the name come from? Is that a short or abbreviation for your real name? Or I like to know how people come up with...
Yeah.
Their,
So Trig is a name that... I used to be a DJ back in the day. At that time, you know, Jazzy Jeff was real popular, Massive It. In Philly, there were these DJ battles all the time. And it was always about skill. It was less about mixing and more about different cutting and back scratching and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I was deep in, and I used to do this thing called 100 scratches where you just chick real fast. And a friend of mine called me Trigger B after that. He's like, when you do that, it's like you're shooting people. Chick. So it was Trigger B for a while, and then probably when I got a little older, it just shortened the Trig.
Hmm. Okay, no, that's what's up, man.
I thought that's what it was going to.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Okay, yeah, I didn't know that, man. I didn't know you was promoting violence with that name, man.
Oh, whatever.
You're right, man. Go ahead.
Nah, man, I'm playing, man. So Holy Culture is the company, man. Talk to us about Holy Culture, man. How you even you talked about how you got involved in it, but what are you trying to do, or where are you guys trying to get to as Holy Culture in general?
Well, I mean, Holy Culture, over the last 3 years, we've done a lot of things to, you know, our premise, if you look at the website, is connect, collab, inspire, right? That's our tagline. So connect, to try to help people connect with each other inside of Christian hip hop, but we've also tried to do a lot of work, help the church understand how to connect into this community, because a lot of times church leaders don't know if they even want to use it. But if they want to use Christian hip hop, well, who do they go to? You dig what I'm saying? And what's a source of people that might help them filter through and understand what's going on? So then that's the connection part. Collaboration, the collab part. We have the forum. We try to let people talk about different things. We try to bring a lot of topics and interviews on the site. And like most sites, our site gets dominated by audio leaks and free downloads. But there are a lot of articles and reviews that are real meaty that we really like to, you know, let people talk about. So we try to, you know, get that conversation going. And then lastly is Inspire. And on the Inspire front, what we've tried to do is make more tools for artists. So we make it so you can have a full profile, and it's easy for us. I'm sorry, easy for artists to get their list on and their downloads on and get their press reviews on them. Easy for them to get their CDs on our store. So what we try to do is recognize that a lot of people are running the gamut. You got people that are on labels, they're fully established, they got marketing budgets and can do stuff. But on the opposite end, you got a dude who they just a youth that did a song and he doesn't want to get caught up in all the legalese and all that stuff of trying to run a label, right? He just has a song, he just wants to get it out and let people be able to enjoy it and get ministered to.
Yeah.
And so we try to create tools and processes that support both of those ends of the spectrum, you know what I mean? And so that's what we've done over the last 2 years, and we've constantly retooled the technology and invested in it and did everything we can to make it grow. I think what we're focused on now is less of Holy Culture, and we can still do stuff and we think it's cool to do, but we're focused much on, okay, so what's the next thing that the Lord wants to do to use Christian hip-hop? And so we're in one of those seasons, man, we're kind of taking a power pause and kind of just want to hear from God and others that we work with in terms of, or that we work next to, right? So Trey Hunt and I had the conversation the other night. Z and I from the South has had the conversation before. I talked to the brother at West Coast Fire a few weeks ago. I've talked to Ursula at the United Gospel Group. I forget the proper name. She'll forgive me for that. But just kind of talking to people about, you know, we're all doing things. And, oh, by the way, all of us have time jobs. Yeah. Families, we've got other ministries and stuff we're involved in. So our time of doing it, in terms of how many hours we can commit during a work day, are shrinking, whether we want to admit it or not, right? The need is not shrinking, yeah. Right? So the need to have this stuff out there is not going away. So we got two things we need to do. One, we need to be good at creating succession plans and bringing newer people into this thing who want to get away from the mic and come behind the scenes and help run it to keep it going for people. Then secondarily, those who have been in this longer time, I think we have the obligation to look at each other and say, well, how are we building this thing forward? To make sure that the legacies and whatnot and all the stuff that people have poured time and money into. And oh, by the way, that we think we have a spiritual commitment to go on, go forward, and grow to be better. So I think we're, you know, from a holy culture perspective, I can say for us, we're in that season of just pausing for a minute before we make our next move.
I think that's wisdom, man, and just learning how to, I mean, for me to see what you guys did as some of the pioneers in really Christian hip hop media, I guess. I mean, what would you guys call yourself? I mean, you guys do so many different things.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think we consider ourselves a media outlet, right? Because between the website and the radio, I mean, that's largely what we are. But then we also have the download store for people to buy stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're largely a media source. Yeah.
So, I mean, just to have a platform like this, I mean, I know you guys probably have been in situations where you're looking to forward this, to get it further. What are some things that you guys have done in the past that were successful, even some things that were unsuccessful in moving forward and getting the brand of Holy Culture out further?
So I think we've done a couple things. I think one, we've consciously, you know, probably I want to say about a year and a half ago, we consciously changed the logo and the tagline, because like the tagline for Holy Culture Download like used to be the People's Choice, or the number one choice for Christian hip hop and R&B. And I think we wanted to get away from accolades and be more towards mission. And that was a conscious decision. So even if you look at the logo with the social button in the middle of the C,
yeah,
it kind of speaks to what we want to be and the function we want to play in the community. That's one of the things we did. We were very thoughtful, man. We went and worked with a company that works on branding, because words mean a lot. And sometimes people say, "Ah, it doesn't matter." People know, words mean a lot. You know what I mean? And how you want to represent your brand is important. That's why they're branding experts and people who do that for a living. So we spent some time on that. I think that secondarily, we stepped back about 2 years ago and just looked at our technology platform and challenged ourselves on whether it was where it should be. And we invested a lot in that. And dude, I'll tell you, we made some mistakes along the way. We went down one direction, got like quarters of the way down that track, and found out we flawed, not in our thinking about what it is, probably just in our understanding of the platforms. We had to back up, go a different direction, but we learned a lot. You know what I'm saying? We learned a lot going through that whole exercise. I would say thirdly, we learned a lot this year. You know, we learned a lot around, in order to keep something going and living, you need more people of like-mindedness involved with different roles. And one of the things that I think plagues hip-hop, Christian hip-hop, that plagued secular hip-hop years ago, right? So if you think about secular hip-hop, I always say like kind of pre-Russell Simmons.
Yeah.
It was all MCs and people banging on tables. You get what I'm saying? And Russell was the one who kind of came to the forefront and said, hold up. I think there's something here. Let me take a chance with a few and see if I can put a formula together. You know what I'm saying? And the likes of Run DMC and LL Cool J, and then the Def Jam roster just took off. Public Enemy, you name it. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so, if you think about it from a ratio perspective, what would you guess in terms of MCs and DJs versus people who work on more of the business and management side of it? Right. I think it's probably totally lopsided. I don't know what the right ratio should be, but I think it's totally lopsided. So one of the things we've thought about is how do we help bring more of a balance to it, so it can grow and move forward. And you ask, like, you know, so what have we done well, what we hadn't done well? I think if I had my druthers, I wish we'd have started on that last part 2-3 years ago.
Yeah. No, I think as with any company, there's a growing process. I think that learning from our mistakes really definitely fuels us to go further. I mean, if you don't learn from your mistakes and you keep on making the same mistake, then those are the companies that really fall off. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Now, you talked about this, man, and I really want to get this in this segment. You talked about what your heart was. We asked you a question in Fun Facts where if we were saying if we could give you any money to donate to any organization, you said you would try to donate so that West Coast Fire, Holy Culture, TheSouth.com, Rapzilla, you know, I don't mean
Spirit of Hip Hop.
All these cats can get together and figure out how to work together. Why is that part of your goal, man? What do you see that can happen as a result of that as well?
Can I keep it real? It's strength in numbers, right? So it's like it's almost the equivalent of getting into a fist fight and you only use one finger, right? Who would do that? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I dare you to have a fight with somebody and just push out one finger. You take all the fingers, you pull them together, and then when you swing, you got some impact. You know what I mean? And I feel like my view is we all have a finger. So Holy Koja has a finger. Rapzilla has a finger. It may be a bigger finger. Some of the fingers are bigger, no doubt. The South has a finger. Tracks on Deck has maybe a smaller finger. Gospel Rap Reviews has a finger. But if you looked at what we all do, they are very similar. There may be some distinctive parts here and there. Mm. You get what I'm saying? There may be some flavor differences.
Yeah.
Maybe the sites look a little different. Maybe the technology is a little different. Some may have a podcast, some don't. Some may have an app for the iPhone and Joy, some don't. But at the end of the day, we're all focused on it. Now, you would say, well, but they're all individuals. They should all run. True. And they can. There's nothing wrong with that. The only thing I say, though, is if we step back and say, well, what are we all missionally focused on? Mm. It's different than being Coke and Pepsi. If you're Coke and Pepsi, you're focused on profits and earnings per share for shareholders. You dig what I'm saying? So Pepsi's got their secret blend. Coke's got their secret blend, although they all play in cola.
Yeah.
It's all cola, right?
Right.
But this is for the Lord. So if that's what it is, then you kind of step back and go, what would happen if Trig and Anonymous took their physical and financial resources and pooled it with Z and Trey Nine at the South, and then pooled it with Chad and Phil at Rapzilla, and then pooled it with, right, what would that look like? And then if you look at our collective traffic and think about what we have, right, I would argue that from a success perspective, right, and it depends on, we all probably grade success differently, but from a success perspective, let's say we all are getting collectively 2 million hits a month.
Let's raise it to 5 million.
How many of those are new in terms of attracting new unsafe people, right? I'm going to say probably not more than 30% a month, okay? There's 330 million households in the U.S. alone. So if you do those numbers, you would go, well, even if we were all in aggregate as we existed today, we're not penetrating the unsafe market the way we want to.
Right.
So in a disaggregated way, we're even that less effective. I just think we need to get together to try to think differently about how we do it.
Man, that's what it is, man. Holy Culture, getting it with us, sharing the business, sharing his desire to get people together, man. And let's do what we can to work together, man.
Right.
The Bible even talk about that. It, as long as it falls on you, you know what I'm saying, be kind to your brother. You know what I'm saying? You know, as much as you can control, you know what I'm saying? Let's try to be like Christ in this situation. Even with businesses, man. I know a lot of times it can get tough. But let me go to this song right here. Miss Cole featuring Jesus Instead of Gangs. Yeah. Bring that noise.
Right.
Oh, you out of the King Radio. Let's go.
Won't you be quiet, but I represent crisis, revival or riot. My life is loud, I don't deny it. Sound ordinance code, yes, I'm defiant. I'm the new David facing the giant. I'm peculiar, unique, that's the way I like it. Turn Christ up more, you should try it. Any other than sound doctrine, deny it. Level so high that they can't stand it. My style, my speech, he from another planet. Exactly, like I just landed with his word and his life. Yep, I get sandwiched. Yeah, I'ma stay loud like a man wearing large skinny jeans in the crowd. But what's louder than my voice is my lifestyle. Choose this day who you serve right now. Wow.
Yeah, girl, bring that noise. Won't you bring that noise? Yeah, girl, bring that noise. Won't you bring that noise?
Yeah, boy, bring that noise. Won't you?
bring that noise.
Won't you bring that noise?
Yeah, boy, bring that noise.
Won't you
bring that noise?
Won't you bring that noise?
Bring, yeah,
bring that
yeah.
noise.
Yeah.
Trouble, don't it?
Yeah,
Christ fanatics, we unashamed, it's automatic. Fully exert until we feeling asthmatic. Disturbing the peace, bringing the ruckus to the streets. Hear the sirens on the beat like a security breach, huh? National alert, here comes the church. Going berserk, in public wearing Jesus on a shirt. We so obnoxious, gotta be visually cautious. When around us, unbelievers shouting, stop it! We loud Christians in the area. Jesus, that name, believing people in hysteria. We bring the noise, breaking down sound barriers to penetrate the heart and leave them asking, will you marry us? Yes, solidify the union with Christ. An abrupt change in life from dark to light. Our lifestyles amplify, powered by Adonai. Worldwide, the gospel blaring, now we unashamed to get loud.
Yeah, girl, bring that noise. Won't you bring that noise? Yeah, girl, bring that noise. Won't you bring that noise?
Yeah, boy, bring that noise. Won't you bring that noise?
Won't you bring that noise?
Yeah, boy, bring that noise. Won't you bring that noise?
Won't you bring that noise?
Bring,
yeah, bring that
yeah.
noise.
Yeah,
noise,
yeah. Yeah.
Bring that
yeah.
noise.
Bring,
yeah.
bring that
yeah.
noise.
Yeah,
noise,
yeah.
Bring that
noise.
Bring,
bring,
bring that
yeah.
noise.
Yeah,
noise,
yeah.
Bring that noise.
Bring,
bring,
bring that
yeah.
noise.
Yeah.
Noise,
noise,
bring that noise.
Yeah, check it out, man. We looking for cats
that
ain't scared to make noise for their guys. As much noise as the world's making right now, we coming louder. We coming harder. And if we have to die, we will be martyrs. So you know what it is. Bring that noise.
Get louder.
Bring that noise, girl.
And don't be scared. Don't be scared. You better speak up.
You better.
Bring that noise.
Bring the noise.
Bring that noise.
You know what it is.
GenuineLife.com.
Bye.
Hey, yo, what's up?
Hey.
Yo, what's up?
What? Christian hip hop has emerged.
Hello.
Define what is hip hop.
Yo.
The real hip hop.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get ready.
Has emerged.
What you waiting for? Let's go.
DaSouth.com, the online source for holy hip hop.
This is the one.
League CD reviews, the latest news, and your very own community profile. Are you DaSouth.com, where you can shop the hip hop music store with free music downloads. Listen to Christian Hip Hop Radio.
Watch videos on the TV network.
And more. And more. And more. At TheSouth.com.
TheSouth.com.
You know who it is?
TheSouth.com. The life in hip hop.
California love.
West Coast rapping.
West Coast fire is now online.
Online.
Live online.
A new gospel hip hop site. Repping the West Coast.
The hottest videos 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you feel me?
Video chat rooms.
Online community.
And most of all,
yo,
turn it up.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Log on to WestCoastFire.com now.
Streaming online at
WestCoastFire.com. The dopest music resource on the West Coast.
West Coast.
WestCoastFire.com.
You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Da King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada Da King radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
That song right there was Blaze, Keep Christ on the High. Yeah, that's
Our
sister.
Is she singing?
Hey, I was shocked. Blaze was singing. She was doing
it.
I didn't know she could really sing.
She's holding a note or two.
No, she was really singing.
Yeah, I'll be training her, you know, coaching her sometimes.
Okay, let me hear you sing that part right there.
Nah, we're just going to roll into the next segment.
All right, topic of the day. Miss Cole, what's the topic of the day?
Bad company.
And we want to know about this thing, man, called bad company. What is bad company?
Can I keep it real?
And we asking you, Trey.
Y'all asking me?
Yeah.
Bad company. Like, say more. What do you mean by bad company? Meaning physically? Like, people are just outside of bad company?
Not like Holy Culture. Let's say if Holy Culture was struggling. Not like that kind of company. But
okay.
Like company, as far as people we keep around us that can,
which he talked about a little bit earlier.
Yeah, he talked about it.
Surrounding, you don't
surrounding. So our surroundings.
I got you.
But what does bad company mean to you though? Because I didn't want to give it out there like that.
I got you. Well, I guess a couple things. One, negative influences. Bad energy. You know what I mean? Bad energy in the room. Counterproductive. I mean, those are just the words that come to mind when I think of bad company. You know, negative influence, bad energy, counterproductive.
Mm-hmm. So,
DJ Kingdom 7, he said, bad company ruins good morals.
So what? What?
Even that's what I said.
I heard what you said. Bad company ruins good morals. So I was going to ask Trick, though.
DJ Kingdom 7 said that.
I know that. Golly, Miss Cole, why are you playing so much today? Anyway, hey, Trick, we want to know, what does it mean, though, when you have those people in your life? How does that affect you, man? Or does it even affect?
I think it does. Well, you know, we've all seen those movies with the great coach trying to help a team and stuff like that, and he's getting with one of the dudes on the team. And I was asked that question, are you going to influence them or are they influencing you?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I think if you know, there's two different scenarios. The one scenario is you're hanging with a crowd that's adverse to everything you stand for. You dig what I'm saying? So whatever, the most graphic examples you can think of, they're smoking weed, they're drinking, they're hanging out late, they're doing immoral things, and it's counter to everything you say you believe in.
Yeah.
Right? If you're not cognizant of it, then that means you really live in two different lifestyles.
Mm-hmm.
right? Mm. And slowly it's taking you down. Now, if you're cognizant of it and you think your idea is you're going to convert them, right, then now you're putting yourself in a situation where you're probably seen in places you probably don't want to be seen in, doing things you don't want to do, but in your mind you're saying, I'm going to win them over at some point. Mm. And I would just, I don't know, I would personally challenge myself on that in terms of, well, really? Because at some point, if I'm doing all these things with these people, how do I maintain their respect?
Yeah.
And when I present this thing, they're going to actually find me credible.
Right. I mean, like, I know a lot of people, even not even Christians, that will have people around them. They'll say stuff like, man, I was just the designated driver. I was trying to keep them cool. You know, I was, you know, when they went to the club, I was just trying to make sure nobody got hurt. And, you know, just different stuff like that. But how does that drag them down? You know what I'm saying? Even prior to being Christian, how would you say hanging around bad company definitely drags us? And you can even give some examples of some stuff that happened in your life growing up.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I, you know, like I said, you know, I was a PK. My father was a preacher and whatnot. And then I had friends I hung out with. And, you know, I think every time, I like what DJ Kingdom 7 said, can a man carry fire next to his chest and his clothes not be burned? Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you hang out with people. You say, oh, no, I'm not going to do that, though. I'm just going to hang out with them. And then you say, all right, I'm just going to try it, but it's not going to affect me. Dude, that's the biggest foolery in your mind.
Yeah.
You understand? That's just foolery.
No, it definitely is, man. And I think as we look at bad company, you know what I'm saying, what would you say, is there any points that you would say, you did talk about there's times where we should stay there to influence. How do we know where the lines are, though? Is there a certain line that you would say, I should go with this person, just in case somebody has some people in their life that they're like, man, I don't know, man. I keep trying to tell them to do the right thing. They're not really hearing me. How do you feel about that?
You know, I'm going to be super literal for a minute. But here's the way I think about it. I don't want to be in the photo op that I don't want to be in.
Mm.
Right? So we in this high-tech world where everybody taking mobile phone pictures everywhere, YouTube this, Twitter that, Foursquare this, and so on and so forth. I don't want to be anywhere, right, where there's a potential photo or trig that I got to try to then explain it.
Yeah.
That's the best measure I can use for myself. That's the most literal measure I can use. So you see what I'm saying? It's the equivalent of saying, I'm a, you know, Eagles fan and I wear Eagles all day and I actually play on the Eagles, but then you catch me in a New York Giants jersey and I'm trying to explain it to you. Well, no, I'm really with the Eagles. What had happened was my man is a Giant, so I put on the jersey and went in the locker room with him just to try to convert the other rest of the Giants. No, dog. I'm going to stand across the street with the Eagles. I may walk out to the middle of the street, have a combo with you and say, where can we hook up? Let's hook up somewhere neutral. Why do I have to go with you to the club? Can we go out and break bread? Can we have coffee?
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
That's my thing. Don't be somewhere where you, if there's a picture that's published, you got to have an explanation. That's the best advice I would give.
Nah, man. That's good, man. I mean, because I think a lot of times people have the right intentions. You know what I'm saying? But it could just get bad. And we see what
exactly.
Boss Lady said, not only can it be bad company physically, you can also be in bad company mentally.
Most definitely.
Hey, that's so true. I think actually it really starts with your mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
it
I'm
does.
Saying?
Absolutely.
Go ahead, Trick. Go ahead, share on that.
I was going to say, you know, when I used to at Church New Covenant in Philly, we used to do when I used to be help the youth ministry. I used to be with the young boys on Sunday morning, and I would talk to them about, because a lot of times young brothers would talk about, you know, they're in high school. How do they deal with these challenges in school? And I would always stand in front of them and say, "Here's the best way I can get you to think about it." You know, you stand on one of those floors, and they got the we call them the panels, and each panel's like a square foot.
Yeah,
I said you should define a 2 or 3 square foot block. Right? And just so you had this literal image in your mind, and stand in that block and think about what your block stands for and represents, right? And build up a fort and pull the moat up in what you represent. When you walk out your house every day, it's the equivalent of being in Philly. They have these things we call a catwalk in the back of the alley of the houses, like the cats run on, but it's literally only like 3 inches wide. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so if you're walking down a catwalk, it's very easy for somebody to push you over to the left or the right. You see what I'm saying? Mm. That's how much on balance you need to try to stay in your head. So I was trying to explain to them, listen, every day you walk out the crib, you're on a catwalk. But understand, on your catwalk, what your fortress is around you. What do you stand for? So when people are coming at you, and they will come at you, whether subtly or directly, you understand what you stand for. And to Boss Lady's point, if that's your mental framework, then everything can flow from there. Mm-hmm. You're not going to get engaged and pulled into certain conversations and whatnot that you don't feel are right for you. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to get dragged into, you know, after school activities that look like this, that, and the third. You know you stand for this. This is what you do right here. Right, call out your space.
Man, oh my. I need to give him that 21 gun right there. You know what I'm saying? Definitely, that was something that we need to do. Call out our space. Let me ask you this, man. Let's say for some people there is some ways that we can influence them. How can we influence them from far? If we can even do that, from not being like in their bubble.
Yeah, not being in a bubble. Well, you know, maybe this is not the best example, but it's the one that comes to mind. So my son's at college, right? And so I know what college life can be like. He's 19, right? he's a junior in college, living on campus. So I know how crazy it can be, right? I got two roads I can take, right? I can call him every day and try to barrage him with, don't do this, don't do that, stay away from this, stay away from that, right? Or I can do something that's more subtle or more consistent but meaningful, right? And to me, what's meaningful is we have prayer every morning together, right? And we try to be pretty consistent.
Yeah.
And a lot of times we can't get on the phone and talk at the schedule, but I'll look up the devotional, I'll text over the scripture, and I'll text over the prayer, right? So that way, every day that he wakes up, he starts his day with that devotional and that prayer, and that's our thing together. Now, some may say, well, don't do it by text because now you're just giving into the technology. I'll take that criticism. But for me, if that's the way he likes to communicate and that's conducive for him, then me sending that thing over and him reading it every morning, texting back, amen, and sometimes it goes into a dialogue about what that devotional was, that's what he's starting his day with. That's important to me. I think that's a way to stay, and connected on a consistent basis about what we believe in.
Right. No, that's good.
Man, he's going in. You got any questions you want to ask?
No, I think that is good as far as mentally mentally preparing yourself. Because, I mean, obviously we know with different careers, paths that everybody goes through or just on a day-to-day basis, sometimes you encounter people that you don't necessarily have chosen to surround yourself with. And I think it's important, like you said, his son wakes up and he is given a word, he is given a devotional. So, you know, spending that time with God before you step out the door, you know, as the church, stepping out in the world and doing what you need to do to really have your foundation, stable with starting with the word each day. And I think that's a good point that he said.
Tight, tight, tight. Y'all know what it is. Y'all to the King Radio. Let's go to this song right here, Transparent. The song is called Dope on Y'all to the King Radio. No drugs. Let's get it in, y'all.
Mountains, fountains of preferential treatment got me drowning. You might think God is in, but to me, he's astounding. Fast lane driving, me, January's on. You think I stayed up in the sky the way I carry on? First reason me being here, prove the enemy's very wrong. Second, help you find your purpose. First, show he is very strong. Artistically, I'm standing on top, upper level. I stay with the greatest, say I compare me with that other guy. Clever, just to say the least, best believe he made a beast. Power, passion, purpose, the ingredients for making me. Don't need my help, but I offer it. He want me to excel, so I'm offering. I go hard for the king, I don't care what you're thinking. It ain't gonna change, that ain't more to me. Pardon me, excuse my confidence. I am so clear that my gifts come through with confidence. Will drive your soul near.
You may not like us, but we get down, but guarantee lives change when they around us. You think we crazy, but it's the way we
represent ever since
we
you stolen. For Christ, I'm all in. Yeah, I be a saint, but I ain't from New Orleans. No. Don't be mad at me, cause I'm flying, you crawling. I got joy, love, peace, so consider me ballin'. Like never before, he got me on another level, blowing up like C4. Was going down that wrong path, had to make a detour. Now I am ready for that next, he's been preparing me for. With my feet planted in the faith, hands up high. I don't need to understand as long as he know why. Try to tell me something different, that's the end of me listening. Believing in the kingdom and keep playing my position. When the dust settles, smoke clear, then we'll see. What's the outcome of these mouths speaking deaf about me? Please, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they done. Beware, I am here and I've only just begun. Yeah.
You may not like the way we get down, but guarantee lives change when they around us. You think we crazy, but it's the way we
represent ever since
we heard about day three.
That's when he rose up, all power in his hand. At this very hour, that same power's on my inner man. Dominating on purpose every day. I'm done. What more I gotta say?
Yeah. You may not like the way we get down, but guarantee lives change when they around
us.
You think we crazy, but it's the way we
represent ever since
we heard about day three.
That's when he rose up, all power in his hand. At this very hour, the same power's on my inner man. Dominating on purpose every day. I'm done. What more I gotta say?
I told y'all, man. Dominating on purpose every day. Dope. You already know what it is. Pizzle.
I'm dope. What more I gotta say? Yeah.
Yeah. Yo, cheese. Let's do this, man. Yeah. Let's go. No matter how intense it gets, it ain't hot enough. Yeah. Yeah. I wish somebody told me about a storm I ain't been through. Clooney, shed enough tears, turn my blue sky gloomy. No copyright on these hard times, sue me. Birthday wasn't April 1st, could've fooled me. 2, 3, 4 or more years maybe. Childhood, no good, should've went crazy. Toys all counterfeit, boy food gazy. Hungry daily, no pops to raise me. Daddy lied, mama cried, she did her best. Mama tried, while she's feeding two boys, she's starving. Love was the only thing warm in the apartment.
Lights out, dark clouds, when confusion. Why this, why me, will I keep losing? Why this pain in my heart so bruising? Feels like the world stopped moving. Wanna see it?
And the gang's all here, rep Christ all day. Homie, be clear, been tried in the flame. Never burned in the fire, spoke death to my life. But the devil is alive. Believe me, done seen it all in the industry. Haters thought they finished me, now I'm the epitome. Highs and the lows, shorty, I be on that roller coast. Anybody sleeping, man, y'all gone comatose. Or they overdose, they hating grandiose. I metamorph into a torch and give them crow to roast. I'm so beyond trying to show them that I'm nice. I'm trying to give them life, I'm trying to give them Christ.
Trying to prove the price that you pay could be eternal.
The devil is a liar.
Oh, 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 oh
triple double when they talking about you now. Remind them not to mumble, trying to keep it subtle, not to overdo it. Christ got me crazy, I'll be drinking lighter fluid. Forget the trauma unit, blood is transfused. That means I'm bad news, cause I can't lose.
Living life like a diplomatic envoy.
Delivers Christ, so I just count it all joy. No illusions employed, I've been authenticated. Got God in my heart, can't nobody ever take him.
Devil drop bombs, we walking through flames. Striking that match, I'm feeling no pain.
Fireproof from the homie Sean Simmons. Man, he came up here on the Misfit tour, man, and he was doing his thing. We were shocked, though. There was a lot of rapping, mm-hmm. not a lot of singing. We was like, man, Sean is, he's switching it up. You know what I'm saying? So we interested to see what's popping with him. Hey, Trey, did you get to see the Misfit tour in your area at all, man?
No, I didn't. I got to the other tour early in the summer, though. That was crazy. But no, I didn't get to the Misfit. Did you make it?
Oh, yeah. We went to Portland and Seattle. Man, it was fun, man. We had a good time. It was crazy. You know what I'm saying? Each one of them did differently in different states. You know what I'm saying? You get to see the different response. So it was pretty cool because, you know, Oregon and Washington, right. they ain't too far. So we went out there.
Right.
It was a little road trip. But we got it in, man, and we had fun, man. So, Miss Cole, man, I'm going to let you take care of this. She's warming up her hands. She's like, okay, I'm ready. Go ahead, Miss Cole.
No. Last words for... Oh, no. Oops, I'm sorry. I just went blank.
Hey, you're all good.
Contact.
Yep.
Right? Okay. Mm-hmm. Contact. Let the people know how they can get in contact with you. I know you were talking a little bit earlier about what was next for Holy Culture, but if you wanted to kind of spew that out a little bit also.
Yeah, well, the contact is contact's easy, you know, holyculture.net. There's a contact us button where you can email me directly at trig@holyculture.net. We're on Twitter. Twitter name is Holy Culture, of course, and Facebook's the same, so we're easy to find. Again, in terms of what's next for Holy Culture, the last 2-3 years, we've invested a lot in terms of technology and tools for artists and continuing to promote and kind of really build up some good conversations in the Christian hip-hop community. What's next for us is really what's next for Christian hip-hop, and we're just pausing for a minute. Yeah. To see how we can do that better. And that's really where we are, man. We're really transparent. And for us, you know, we laugh all the time. And I was telling Trey Nines the other night, he's going to be out in Chicago in a couple weeks at Bill Jackson's church, and we're going to get together and break bread. I said, but for me, it's less about owning Holy Culture. Instead of being, whatever, if I own 40% of Holy Culture, whatever it is, who cares about that? I'd rather do something together collectively, if that means it's going to be more meaningful for the kingdom. So that's where I head that.
Can I get an amen?
Wow, that's really what's up, Miss Cole. Next question, Miss Cole. You ready? Miss Cole, what are you doing? Golly. Hey, she's over here like dazed out. Like, I don't know what she is doing. But anyway, man, we want to know, man, you got any last words, encouraging words for anybody out there, man, that's searching, or anybody out there that's wondering, you know, what they should do, or Christian, non-Christian, any last words you want to share with them?
The last thing I say, man, is that Jesus is my Lord and Savior, and I find out more and more about him every day and more about myself. And what I'm trying to do, despite all this stuff, you know, day job, Holy Culture, being a husband, a father, and everything in between, is keep up the passion to chase him, and so I can be a better me and what he expects. So at the end of the day, that's my advice to everybody. You know, we can get caught up and running around and being busy or the work of ministry and everything else, but man, just chase the Lord with all your heart.
Man, that's good, man. It was a privilege
yes.
having you on, brother, man.
And
we're going to pray for you guys.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir, man. And we're going to pray for you guys' ministry, that you guys continue to go strong and fulfill the purpose that God has for you guys, man. That's really what it's all about.
Amen. Thank you, brother. Thanks, sis. I appreciate you.
You too. You too. It was fun.
Yes, sir, man. So you have a good night, boss, and you'll hear from us soon, man.
Y'all too, man. God bless.
All right, life. Yeah, we had got it in with Holy Culture, man. Got it in, man. Had a great time. Yo, please go check out their website. I'm not ashamed to tell people to go to a whole nother website. I really don't care. You know what I'm saying? Go to holyculture.net. Get your guys' like, I send people to these sites, Holy Culture, the Southwest Coast Fire. Man, I shouldn't have started naming names. You know how Spirit Hip Hop, Tracks on Deck. What's that? Marcel, you be going on Tracks on Deck all the time. Mm. What's the mixtape spot?
New H2O.
New H2O. That's right. We couldn't leave no names out. And if you feel like going to yadadaking.com, you can do that as well. But it's all good, man, because this is all kingdom, man. List those, please. Yes, I will put those out there in just a hot second, man. But look, the reason why we do that, man, because it's all about the body. And I think that if we can be about the body and not just be about ourselves, it will show, right?
That's right.
I think some part of bad company is people that don't want nobody else's company to be better than their company.
Right.
Wow. And that was a pun on words. I like that, man. Play on words. I love those things.
That was good.
Actually, that was what Ambassador always says. Double entendre. Right? Yeah. Hey, we got that. Now, I say that every time somebody say something that has two meanings. I always say that now just because Ambassador always say it, man. But look, let's do this. We're going to go to this song real quick. I don't want none of y'all to go anywhere, especially y'all in the live stream. We're going to get on the topic of the day. You guys got to hear Miss Cole spill on this topic on Yada the King Radio. Chris Lee Commons. The song is called Flatline. That's what happens when you hang around bad company and you ain't influencing them. Let's go.
Hey, whoa, yeah. Recently, moving forward, it seemed impossible. Every step is in play.
I'm going nowhere.
As I fight to keep myself from going back and forth. Tossed like a sea, wanting badly to be free. Yeah, yeah.
So tonight, ready to do right in your sight. I'm raising my right hand, bound to never live again.
So the next time I blink, will be the new man. You see,
that's why every night and midnight, just as the new day's begun, put that old life behind me, and I don't look back.
I thought that my two lives could coexist. Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde,
I'm going nowhere.
Want the blessings of tomorrow, but still chasing my past. What I gotta do, can't kill me if I kill you.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. So tonight, I'm
leaving the darkness, running to the light.
With my heart in your hands, I won't live again. So time I blink, we the new man, you see. And that's why every night at midnight, just as the new day's begun, put that old life behind me, and I don't look back. I'm
so if you see your body laying on the ground, the new day's begun. Put that old life behind me, and I don't look back. I flat line, yeah.
Don Christian at your services. Genuine Life Productions. KB, bro, Full Court Master Remix, Sample Edition, let's go. For the king, I'ma stand now. Yeah, I don't know if it wasn't for the lamb now. Ain't no telling where that would be minus his hand now.
When I can't play, when I slay, can't. Riding with a trumpet, when I chase lanes. When I chase fame, full of hate, man. Trying to get a couple holes in my brain, man. When I face, man, when I break, man. If I fall to me, would I ever get up? I don't even know why the Lord forgive us. Look at this chance of life that he give us. Now I'm prepped to form, and I do perform, and I take the storm, and I wait for him. Never break for him. Know the spirit is in me, I let it be great for him. Someone ashamed, I take hate for him. Even if that mean that I can't pay for him. You know I give everything for him. Some say that they down, but they ain't for him.
I know it's nothing good inside me. My evil mind used to blind me. Till the spirit came to untie me. Now I'm like, use me, otherwise I'm grimy.
Right there, man. I decided to remix that KB and Pro remix. Hey, that song goes hard, first of all. Shout out to Pro and KB. If y'all ain't heard it yet, check it out right there. Then go to pro remix.rapzilla.com and vote for your favorite. I'm not even going to tell you to vote for me. If you don't like my joint, don't vote for me. But we are here right now, Miss Cole, and we're talking about the topic of the day. From Miss Cole's perspective, we want to know.
From Don's perspective.
No. We want to know.
No.
From both of our perspectives.
Yes.
That's right. But Bad Company, what does it mean to you, and how do we avoid this, or do we even avoid it?
Avoid? Well, I definitely think that it's something that we need to be aware of.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's important that you are around people that are of like-mindedness. So I think Bad Company is don't have it.
Right. So what would you say to somebody that knows they're surrounded with company that is not great? What'd you say?
Right.
Yeah, it's not right. Basically,
I didn't say that. But
they know that they're dealing with bad company. What would you say to them, man? Some ways that they can turn this around, if that's possible, you know, what would you say?
I think I would just encourage them to look at their surroundings, because sometimes people aren't aware. They're kind of blinded when it comes to the people that they surround herself with, or they can kind of be a little naive in the fact that they think that they're not gonna be influenced, that they're strong enough to be around whoever and interact with whoever without being shaken or, you know, influenced. So I think I would just
it's like
cause them to think, you know?
Yeah, like they're Superman and they're not, like they're the ones that run everything. Or, like, you know what I'm saying? Kind of like they don't have, they're not going to be affected by their negative aspects of their lives.
Right. And I think that, I think it's a problem when you're comfortable with being around bad company.
Oh, my God. Now, comfort, man, you know what I'm saying? Since you asked me about the same question, I think that... Bad company, definitely, it's something that we have to realize is, are they, I mean, if we did a test and we had to test ourselves and say, is this person benefiting my life?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Are there things that I'm even learning mm-hmm. positive from them? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? This is how you can define bad company.
Right.
If I am learning positive things from them, is it outweighing the negative things that I'm learning mm-hmm. from them? And is this person willing to accept me telling them to do the right thing? Mm-hmm. Or not even always telling them, but me directing them, saying, hey, man, I think this. I mean, there's a scripture that Chamion always says, man, he who walks with the wise will grow wise.
Mm-hmm. But I was just about to say that.
A companion of, what is that?
I'm not that scripture. Go ahead.
That was on Facebook today. But a companion of fools.
Oh, Proverbs.
Yeah, but a companion of fools suffers harm. Mm-hmm. So if I'm always around fools,
right?
Like people that just don't got no sense, you know. I'm sorry. I lost it for a second. Anyway, if I'm always around fools and doing everything that they're doing, it's a problem,
right?
You know what I'm saying? Then it really is causing me to look at my surroundings and say, hey, man, am I making a difference in them? And if I'm not, we have to wait. I think this is really what we got to look at. We got to wait for an opportunity to be able to talk to some of them. Mm-hmm. Like Trigg said, he texts people. I call some of my friends that I know that are not doing the right things. Mm-hmm. Every now and then, hey, man, I just wanted to make sure you're all right. I'm praying for you, man. Hey, right. Anytime you want to talk about, you know, what you're going through,
right.
You know, I'm always here to talk to you. You know, and that's effective. Mm-hmm. Like, so, dang, they might not answer it, but they going to get the voicemail and be like, dang, that guy, he's always trying to get at me. Right. You know what I'm saying?
And Boss Lady mentioned that, too, as far as praying for them. I think that is very important to pray for people. I think it's also important to pray before speaking to them.
Right.
You know, that God uses you in a way that doesn't push them away, but maybe gets them to thinking and reevaluating their stance at the time. So,
no, that's right, man. And I think that definitely pray before you talk to people, man. I think a lot of times we talk to people and mm-hmm. we just talk to them,
right?
We don't listen.
Talking, you know, at them.
Like, yeah, it's like when Miss Cole asked me something, she just talking to me. Nah,
no,
man,
no,
I'm
no.
just
saying. No, no, no.
No, I'm just saying, but sometimes we have to be willing to listen to their problem versus always trying to give them a solution.
Right.
Nobody wants people in their life that's always saying, man, I think you should do blah, 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 without listening to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what do you think about that?
I think that's good.
You think it's good to have people that are always telling you what to do?
No, I think that...
Come on. No, you wasn't paying attention. Dang. She wasn't listening to me. See, that's what I'm talking about. No, I'm saying, yes, Jesus Christ in the live stream says, is that person promoting a closer relationship with Christ or distraction away from Christ? And I think that really is the bottom line for explaining what bad company is. And you have to make sure you not only are good company, but you're promoting a healthy relationship with Christ,
right?
Even by being around them.
Mm-hmm.
How many people do we know that will get listed as a hypocrite because you're just trying to stay around these people that people know that very well they're not doing the right things?
Mm-hmm.
So that's all. That's the last thing I had to say. Any last words that you have for that Miss Cole that you could think of real quickly that you would like to share with the people?
don't keep bad company.
That's right. You know, Miss Carr, I had to ask it in a certain way where she couldn't say no. I don't have nothing else to say. Because you funny, man. Say no. You was going to say no? Hmm? You was going to say no, huh?
I always say no.
Yeah. See, pray for her, man. I'm dealing with, oh, Lord. I'm not going to say that. But anyways, man, we are chilling. We are chilling. Yeah, that's right. Won't start nothing, won't be nothing. This is Yada the King Radio's Don Christian the Warrior.
And Miss Cole.
And we still, hey, we want y'all to come up with a nickname for Miss Cole.
No, that is my nickname.
You know what I'm saying?
What are you talking about? Oh, you gonna turn your nickname down?
I didn't touch it, but we out of here, y'all. God bless.
I always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da King Shabaka, I yada da King, I yada da King. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da King Shabaka, we yada da King, we yada da King. I always gotta keep my praise unique.
Yada da King Radio.
I'm Miss Cole.
And I'm Don Christian.
On Yada Da King Radio.
Yada Da King Radio is now
in Cleveland, Ohio. And you can catch us on
WOGS 103.9 FM.
Mondays and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Get it in with us
as we interview the best
in the gospel urban community.
If you miss the show,
visit yadadaking.com
for the latest episode on Yada Da King Radio.
I always gotta keep my praise.
Yada Da King Radio. Yada the King Radio just made it happen, and you can catch us now on the new GospelNW.com, your internet gospel music station, every Friday at 9 p.m. You don't want to miss us as we get it in with some of the best in gospel urban music.
What is Yada the King?
Yada the King Radio is banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life. Yes, Yada the King Radio now on GospelNW.com.